Hello and welcome to the inaugural edition of the MotoGP OD podcast. I'm Bob Hayes. I'll be your host for the MotoGP OD podcast. This podcast will be about MotoGP and motorcycle road racing in general. It's one of my great passions. I like watching MotoGP a lot. I enjoy following it. I also enjoy AMA, Superbike, Formula Extreme, Superstock. Not so much the Super Sports series, just sort of haven't found a rider that I really like to follow in that series. It's a good one though. World Superbike to a limited extent. Pretty much any motorcycle road racing for me is enjoyable to watch, whether I necessarily know who the riders are or have one that's my favorite or not. Tend to enjoy all forms of racing, auto racing, Formula One, World Rally, but MotoGP is my primary passion. So that's what this podcast is going to be about. I got into podcasting a while ago, something to download, something interesting to listen to, and I went looking around for a MotoGP-focused one, and I couldn't find one. So I thought, well, maybe I'll try my hand at it. So I'm not sure where this is going to go from here. I'll see if I can do it by myself. Maybe I'll get a co-host. Maybe it'll just die an untimely death. Who knows? As I record this, it's June 23rd, 2005. And we have coming up on Saturday the Dutch TT at Assen in the Netherlands. This is round 7 of the MotoGP series. Valentino Rossi's leading the series, a fairly commanding lead of about 58 points compared to his nearest rival. He's won 5 of the previous 6 races. So things are looking pretty good for this season for Rossi. He's definitely a star. He's one of the greatest riders of all time by any measure. It's impossible to sort of judge current riders against past riders and all that. I know people try to do it. I think it's just kind of silly. But no matter what yardstick you use, the guy is great. And I'm not saying that as the world's hugest Rossi fan or anything like that. I actually tend to root for other people when I'm watching MotoGP, but I gotta hand it to him. I do enjoy watching the guy. He's a master at work. His closest rival in the world standings right now is Marco Melandri. A little bit of a surprise, because last year when Marco Melandri was on the Yamaha, wasn't doing all that well. But he moved to the Honda and seems to have achieved a lot more focus, and he's doing quite well. He hasn't won any races or anything, but he's podiumed 3 times this year so far. And he's consistently finishing. That's another big key to any championship is always consistency. If you can stay in those top few positions and just keep doing it over and over, week in and week out, then you know that's what wins championships. Sete Girbinau, who's traditionally been another one of Rossi's primary rivals, one of the guys that can keep up with him on a lot of tracks and things like that, hasn't gone off to a real great season. He's also podium 3 times, 3 second place finishes, but he's DNF twice. So, you know, that kind of record, unfortunately, is not going to help him win the championship. He's got to really get on the stick if he wants to try to beat Rossi and win this championship, or at least seriously challenge him for it. The Dutch TT at Assen is the oldest circuit on the MotoGP series. It's actually been continuously in use since 1949 with MotoGP, so it's the only circuit that can say that. They've been there going there for more than 50 years. They've actually been racing motorcycles at Assen for almost 80 years, I think. It started life out as a road course where they just close off some public roads and start going out racing motorcycles and trees whipping by and all of that, and you seriously very gutsy guys. In the 50s, they made it into a private circuit, and the roads were no longer public roads, and they became just it's the Assen racetrack. But the roads have a lot of that nature that a public road has. Strange cambers in the corners, almost nothing that you could call a real straightaway, where it's just a windy, twisty track, a lot of turns, a lot of sweepers, things like this that really test the rider's skill. It's very much a rider's track. And traditional wisdom, the Yamaha versus the Honda in MotoGP, has it that the Yamaha tends to be the superior bike on any sort of twisty circuit like this because it handles a little better, whereas the Honda has a little bit more grunt and might do a little bit better on a straight line circuit, something like Catalunya or Mugello, those sort of tracks like that. Although Rossi's kind of sort of putting paid to those sort of rumors anyways by just winning them all everywhere except Estoril so far this year. So that said, that's going to be a very exciting race coming up here. Like I said, it's on Saturday. It's a little unusual for MotoGP. They're normally the races are on Sunday, but the Dutch TT is always held on Saturday, and so is the new race in Qatar. That's held on a Saturday. Here in the States, we see them on Sunday, a tape delay for Assen, so you know we get to watch that on Speed Channel. That's really nice of them to bring it to us, get an hour-long coverage. You don't get the full pre-race and all of that, but it's nice to be able to watch it on the TV and not have to worry about your computer and small quality and all that. But there is always that to fall back on at MotoGP.com, and it's a paid service, but it's the only internet paid service that I've found so far for content that is worth doing. It's about $30 a year, 30 euros actually, so it's a little more than $30 now, and you get every race in its entirety in the MotoGP class and the 250s and 125s, the support classes for MotoGP, and you get most of the qualifying and free practices and interviews and just non-stop content. It's amazing. Megabytes and megabytes of movies that you can watch at, you know, decent quality. It's a stream, so it's a little, it's not quite the same as watching TV, but hey, it looks pretty good. So enough non-paid advertising there for MotoGP.com and Speed Channel. Let's move on. Like I said, we were talking about Valentino Rossi and how much of a, pretty much of a superstar he's being, and 58 points ahead of his nearest rival, and realistically has quite a good chance to do very, very well at Assen as well. One thing about Assen, besides the track being, like I said, traditionally a rider's track that favors handling over raw speed, it also is the track where the tire manufacturers bring the most tires, because it's most likely to be a wet race out of any of the circuits, I guess. It rains a lot in the Netherlands, and they try to come prepared for that with lots of different tire selections for the riders to take. That's kind of interesting. The layout, like I said, of Assen is very twisty, curvy, nice riding track. They just made some changes this year and put a chicane in at one of the corners. That's going to slow things down there a little bit on one of those corners. But overall, it's going to be a very, very exciting race. I'm looking forward to watching that. They actually had qualifying today, and I can tell you the results of that. Excuse me, not qualifying, free practice. So they had the two free practice sessions. They changed the layout this year of MotoGP. They previously would have a free practice and a qualifying session on day one of the three-day event, and then free practice and second qualifying session on day two, and then the race on day three. Now they do free practices on day one, and they do the qualifying on day two. So things are a little bit different. Free practice number one here at the Galois TT Assen. Valentino Rossi was the fastest with a top speed of 304 kilometers an hour. Sete Gibernau second on the Honda with a top speed of 301.8 kilometers an hour. Oh, by the way, Rossi's time was a 201.003. Assen is the longest circuit on the MotoGP calendar as well. It's got a lot of, you know, superlatives involved with Assen. It's one of the special circuits of the MotoGP series. It's actually a very, very neat racetrack. It's almost 6 kilometers long, which for those of you that don't remember your conversion, multiply by 6.2, isn't it? So 6 times 6.2 is 3.7 miles long. So that's a long circuit. Back to free practice number one. Coming in third was Loris Caparossi on the Ducati. That's kind of interesting. He had a 201.758, which is interesting. It's only, two hundredths behind Gibernau, so barely behind him. And then fourth is Nicky Hayden from the USA. Here's one of my favorite riders. On the Honda at a 201.946, and in fifth place was Marco Melandri on another Honda, different team though, at a 202.077. And had a higher top speed than Hayden, Caparossi, or Gibernau, just barely, a 302.9 as compared to Gibernau's 301.8. But that just goes to show you that the flat-out top speed is not necessarily what's going to win the race. You need to have that speed in the corners and all of that. Let's check out free practice number two. Fastest time there went to Loris Caparossi on the Ducati. It had a 2 minutes flat, 0.757. Top speed of 303.7. Valentino Rossi had a 2 minutes, 0.840. Sete Gibernau came in third at a 201.037. Alex Barros behind him, also on a Honda, 201.053. And behind that, number fifth position there is Marco Melandri on one of the other Hondas, 201.242. And in sixth place with, once again, a high top speed to 305 kilometers an hour. Sixth place there was Nicky Hayden at a 201.490. Nicky's been having a little bit of a rough year so far. He's consistent, but unfortunately he's not consistently super enough. I'm a big Nicky Hayden fan. I really, really enjoy watching the guy. And I really wish him well. This is his third year in MotoGP. He's on, you know, what's widely regarded as one of the best bikes. He's on the top Honda team. You know, Honda does spend a lot of money on MotoGP, and so on and so on and so on, and all those sort of rumors that you hear floating around in the silly season. In any case, he is definitely with one of the top two or three teams by far, and he needs to start showing a little more consistency. He's pulling in points-wise, trying to convert these points into positions. He's, you know, pulling in sixths and sevenths. He's just not doing all that well, DNF in Spain. And it's unfortunate because, I, like I say, I'm a big Nicky Hayden fan. I want to see him do a lot better, and I know he can. But, you know, it's still a building year, and he'll do fine. Honda loves him. He's bringing quite a bit of American attention to the sport. He was recently named to People Magazine's 50 Sexiest Bachelors or something like that. I actually watched the Today Show, which I've never seen before in my life, because I heard that Nicky was going to be on it. And I was like, oh, cool, something about motorcycles. I don't think they mentioned motorcycle once. You saw it in the background sitting there, and then they played some silly dating game ripoff. Some bachelorette, you know, picked between three of these sexy bachelors and a football player and some country music guy and Nicky Hayden. And the only bright side of that was Nicky Hayden won. So I don't know if they actually went out on a date or not. And, well, in any case, I think that's probably enough for the first edition of the MotoGP OD podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you'll be back after the race. After I watch the race on Sunday, I'll definitely tune in, make another episode, and what the results were from that race, and maybe hopefully have some commentary, a little bit more than me just reading off a website. Then the next round, round number 8, which is July 8th, 9th, and 10th, is at Laguna Seca, California, United States, which is, for me, about an 8-hour drive. So I'm going down there, and I will be there. I'll be there for 2 of the 3 days, not all 3 days, unfortunately. Can't get that much time off work. I'm really looking forward to that, and maybe we'll do a recording from there and see how that works out. I doubt I'll be able to get it up onto the web from there, but you never know. And even then, it will only be a day or two late. So, like I said, hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope you come back. And we'll talk to you later. Signing off. MotoGP OD.